You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Jackie Collins has written 28 New York Times bestsellers, including 7 about her popular heroine, Lucky Santangelo. Her latest novel, The Power Trip, has a completely new cast of characters and, of course, lots of intrigue. It's published by St. Martin's Press, and I'm always pleased to welcome Jackie Collins to our show. Good to see you again.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
You were here almost exactly a year ago to talk about your previous book, Goddess of Vengeance. How soon after you finish one book do you begin writing the next?
Well, usually I hope before I have publicized a book, I'm already starting the next one. So I had started to write The Power Trip, and I just loved writing it so much. It went very quickly.
Did they start forming in your head before you even finish?
I think of a title, and I think of the characters. I have no idea what's going to happen in the book. And so when I start to write, my characters take me over, and they take me on a trip.
And what started this book?
Well, I was on this fabulous trip with these rich people that I know, and they invited me on their yacht, and we were cruising around, and we were in the south of France, and they said, we're going to Sardinia. And I said, great, you know. So I was down in the cabin. It was the middle of the night. And I remember feeling uneasy, and I got up and I went upstairs and I spoke to the captain, and I said, where are we exactly? And he said, well, we're in the middle of nowhere, he said, because it's 5 hours of clear water between the south of France and Sardinia. And I went, oh, and I'm thinking to myself, what if we got pirated? And that's where the whole idea for The Power Trip came to me. Because I put a group of affluent, rich people on a fabulous yacht in Cabo St. Lucas, the Sea of Cortez, which is the most beautiful sea. And they're involved with Mexican gangsters, and they get pirated by Somali pirates.
And actually, Somali pirates have taken over yachts, pleasure
they
yachts.
They have. And you know what, Leonard? They're getting closer and closer to the playgrounds of the rich and famous.
The Power Trip has an especially international cast, British characters, Russian, Mexicans, the kind of people you meet in your travels?
Absolutely, and Australians and English. And, of course, I loved writing the English characters. I have an African-American footballer. He's great. He's in England, though. He's an English one. And he's, so I shouldn't say African-American. What should I say, African-English or black? I don't know. What's politically correct?
I don't know. You have to speak to people in Britain. You live in Los Angeles. You have to call some of your old friends.
He was so fun to write. And the couples that I created to be on the trip, well, the boat is owned by a Russian billionaire and his gorgeous supermodel girlfriend.
So you're invited, obviously, to the parties that Bill Cunningham photographs for the New York Times.
I am indeed, yes. So I have observed these people. And when you read a Jackie Collins book, you are getting the real truth, not the tabloid truth, which is never the truth anyway.
Well, that's kind of scary because a few of these characters are rather horrifying, including, there's a movie star, a singer, a model, a U.S. senator who... I hope he isn't based on anybody.
He's totally based on several senators. Several. When you think of what's been in the papers the last few years about what they all get up to, I mean, John Edwards, Spitzer, Wiener. I love the names. Don't you love the names? I mean, I toned him down. My senator is not a very nice man, but I have seen this in politics. I have observed these people who have this outward demeanor of being fabulous, a man of the people, and then behind closed doors, they're totally the opposite.
Senator Hammond Patterson takes advantage of his position to seduce young women. Should I assume that there's always a Romana Clay aspect to these books?
You know, people love to play the guessing game, and they have so much fun doing it. And so I have, you know, the 50-something movie star who never wants to get married and his 20-something girlfriend who's an ex-waitress. I have the singing star who's just come out of the closet, the Latin American beautiful boy and his older boyfriend. It's kind of like an upstairs, downstairs in a way, because I've also got the crew, and they were interesting to write about, because when I was on this fabulous yacht, I observed the crew very closely. And, you know, so many things go on upstairs that are discussed downstairs.
Now, you weren't on a yacht that was also celebrating the birthday of a supermodel.
Well, no,
but I was on
a yacht with several famous people, and every day at lunchtime, the chef would make a cake with the face of a famous person on it who was on the boat. It was really quite bizarre.
What about being in those close quarters, even if you're on a really spacious yacht?
Yeah.
I've been on a cruise. I was on one cruise. That was enough for me. It can get kind of tense.
It does get kind of tense. You've got to spend a lot of time in your cabin, and I spend a lot of time writing wherever I go. Because I've told you this before, I write in longhand still, and I love that because I can find any corner of the yacht and I can sit there quietly and write. And because the yacht in this book is so beautiful, I wanted to get every aspect of it right, with the screening room and the sauna room and everything about it, the swimming pool. And that's the kind of yachts that, you know, people are building now. These Russian billionaires are building amazing, like, floating cities.
Now, I wonder about the writing in longhand, because you don't do your other writing you do on the computer. As far as I can tell, you're very active on Twitter, and you keep a regular blog, don't you?
I have a regular blog. I have a Facebook fan page. I have Twitter, Jackie J. Collins on Twitter, and I have Pinterest. Do you ever go on Pinterest? That's kind of my hobby. It's so much fun.
You have more time than I do.
No, I don't have any time because I'm also a TV junkie and completely addicted, and I have four TiVos in my bedroom. So, my friends find me somewhat eccentric because I write all day. I take a couple of hours to catch up on TiVo, and I go out most nights.
Well, since you are comfortable writing on the computer, doesn't writing longhand slow you down?
I love writing longhand. It's organic. My characters come to me through my pen. I write on yellow legal pads with black felt pens, and I write these strong women and interesting men and interesting characters, and I wouldn't do it any other way. I do all my research on the computer. For instance, you know, if I wanted a Somali swear word, you go to your computer, you get it immediately. But I wanted people to feel with
this.
Will
you Google Somali swear words?
Oh, yeah.
And something comes up?
Oh, fantastic. I'm not going to say what they are because this is a family show.
No. The FCC might know something in Somali.
Exactly.
And I'll get in trouble.
But writing about the pirates was great because I researched them very thoroughly, too, on the computer. But writing about them, it was all by hand.
My guest is Jackie Collins. Her latest book is The Power Trip. It's published by St. Martin's Press. And as I said, when you were here last, we talked about one of your many novels about Lucky Santangelo. This one about totally different people. Did these characters exist in the same world as the ones that Lucky does?
Well, you know, people always say, oh, your books are of the same kind of, you know, stories. They're never the same stories. I mean, I've done all my Hollywood books, which is Hollywood Kids and Hollywood Wives and all of those books. My Santangelo books, which is about a crime family, the seven books I've written about Lucky. And this is a completely new group of characters. But yes, they could
exist.
Would
you bring any of them back?
Definitely. Flynn, who is my hero in this book. I mean, he kind of saves everybody at the end, but he's like a Navy SEAL. And he's such an interesting character to write. He's a photojournalist, and he's just come back from Afghanistan. He's seen his best friend have his head blown off by a suicide bomber. And he doesn't really want to be with all these rich, affluent people. But he knows the Russian billionaire. He's done a favor for him in the past, and he decides that this might be a nice way to get away for a few days on the boat. He has no idea what's going to happen, but he's the one that saves them all. So he's an interesting character, and I want to bring him back. Women are loving him. Where can I meet Flynn Hudson? They go. I go, he's in my head.
Not based on a real person. But yeah, I understand you're working on a book about Lucky as a young girl.
This is interesting, yes.
Did you start thinking about that while you were writing one of the other Lucky books?
I did, because Lucky, you know, was created in a book I wrote called Chances. And that was the 10th most popular book in America of the year it came out. Nobody knew who I was, but the book was so popular.
They knew you.
No, they knew me with Hollywood Wives. That's when I came into the forefront, and they knew who I was. But when I wrote Chances, they didn't really know who I was in America, because I didn't live here. I wasn't on all the shows and stuff. And so I created Lucky, and she became this iconic character. Women love her, and men love her, too. She's a very strong woman, way before we had strong women in books.
Now, your books are always sexy, but am I wrong in thinking that this book has some kinkier sex scenes than we've seen in previous books?
Well, I think that it takes it as far as I want to go, as far as writing is concerned, because I know there's a lot of very erotic books out there now.
Well, there's the 50 Shades of Grey series.
Yeah, well,
has that changed the...
I don't think it's changed the horizon. I think the sex that I've written has always been erotic and fun, and that people can use their... I take it to a certain point, and then they can use their own imaginations. But yeah, there's some fun, sexy scenes in this book. I mean, the prologue alone, the first page of the book, has really got a lot of people grabbed because... I don't know how to put it politely, but one person is having a wonderful time and another person is getting shot dead. And that's on the first page. And when I wrote that, I did not know who these characters would turn out to be. So they came to me as I wrote the book.
You mentioned the charming middle-aged movie star. Most people are going to think George Clooney.
Well, they would think that, but they could think, you know, Ryan Gosling or Bradley Cooper. I mean, he could be any of those single guys who've been voted the sexiest man alive. Yeah, maybe I took the essence of all three of them and rolled it all together and then wrote my own story. But I've met George. He's a most charming man and fabulous, and I don't think he would object to this character at all. I love this character of Cliff Baxter. Writing these individual characters, to me, was so much fun.
You posted on your blog that you imagine soundtracks for your books, for books that you read. Which of the books you've read recently would have the best soundtrack?
Well, mine, of course. I did a kind of Latin American soundtrack, and we have a special place for thepowertripbook.com. It has its own website, and there's a trailer on it, which is like a movie trailer, which is really fun. And there's a list of the songs that I suggest that people listen to while they're reading the book, if they want to have music.
A wide range: Donna Summer, Will Smith,
yeah.
Santana.
Santana I love, yes.
So what are you working on now? The
I'm working
Lucky
on the Young Lucky book. Actually, I'm working on the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook, which I finished and delivered.
A cookbook?
A cookbook of fabulous Italian recipes, illustrations of Lucky, little scenes that I've written between her and Lenny. It's kind of something I want to give back to the fans because it will be so much fun. And I've already delivered it to my publisher, but they're not bringing it out till early next year in time for Mother's Day. And then I'm also working
Wait, I have to stop you. So
yes.
Are you somebody who does a lot of cooking?
I do.
It sounds to me like you're out every night.
Well, when I'm in, I'm cooking lasagna and meatballs and fabulous spaghetti and roast chicken and roast lamb. And so I wanted to make it simple recipes, but it's turned out a little more elaborate than that because everybody who sees the raw material goes, oh, I love those recipes. I must have those recipes. And I thought they were going to say, I love the illustrations of Lucky, which I personally love. I think they're brilliant. And so it's been fun doing that. But I'm also working on Confessions of a Wild Child, which is a young adult book, Lucky when she's 15, and she runs away from boarding school and ends up in the south of France.
And you're working on a British TV show contest for the best writer of erotic fiction.
I know, that was so much fun. But I had to interview the 6 writers last week, and I had laryngitis and lost my voice. So it was live. I couldn't do anything about it. I'm sitting in the studio croaking out my questions to them, and these poor writers were sitting there thinking, she must be crazy. But we chose a winner. It's called Racy Reads, and it's for the Lorraine Show in England. That was fun to do. I'm also writing an autobiography called Reform School or Hollywood, which I think I told you about before, and that's going along nicely.
Well, so you divide the day into these. You just described 3 different books.
I know. I do divide the day a little bit, yes. I might start the morning on one book and then move on to another. And then I want to write the big novel called...
Do they feed off of each other?
They do in a way, yeah, because...
You're writing about your own life and say, oh, gee, I can use that story.
Well, Lucky at 15 is a little bit like I was at 15, a wild child. Yeah.
Although you weren't out of a mob family that I know of.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, Leonard, because I went to Hollywood at a very young age, and I had this friend, a girlfriend who was a few years older than me, and I was like just 16, and she was 18, and she had this boyfriend, and one day she said, I've broken up with Slim. His name was Slim. And nobody had ever seen Slim, none of her friends. And we lived in this kind of Melrose Place type apartment complex. And so she said, I want my television back. Will you come and help me get it? Because I'd just bought a car for $300. And I said, yes. So we go to get it, and I'll try and make this story shorter. And we break into his house in Bel Air, and bells and whistles and dogs and everything goes off. And it turns out he was connected to the mob. He was a mob son who'd come to Hollywood to be a movie star. He turned out to be a great guy. He turned out to be my godfather. I mean, he became my godfather. He looked after me. It was totally platonic because I was so young, and I based Gino Sant'Angelo on him.
And he made you a movie deal you couldn't refuse.
He didn't make me any deals I couldn't refuse. Fortunately, I was very street smart, but it gave me a big insight into that kind of world. And you know, when I visited New York, he would sometimes come with me and introduce me to the family. So I knew very much about that kind of lifestyle, and that, you know, created Gino.
And that was a way of researching those books.
Absolutely, because people say, how do you know so much about that? Well, I feel that, and I should say this to writers out there, because I know you have a lot of people who listen to you who want to write. And my advice to them is, write about what you know. You have to write about what you know. If you don't do that, you're never going to write. You're going to just talk about it.
The Power Trip, it's a story of things that Jackie Collins knows.
This is
almost guaranteed to be your 29th bestseller.
I hope so.
It is published by St. Martin's Press. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Leonard, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.